This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. President Donald Trump reiterated Monday that he has, in his words, a very good relationship with Dr. Anthony Fauci, despite weekend media reports to the contrary. Mr. Trump was asked by reporters about the physician during a White House event focused on law enforcement. While the president has commented favorably on his relationship with Fauci, on Monday he added, "I don't always agree with him." Fauci heads the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. He's on the White House task force responding to COVID-19. Mr. Trump has repeatedly sought to downplay the seriousness of the pandemic, while Dr. Fauci has not. Early Monday, the president retweeted to his 83 million Twitter followers accusations that, in his words, everyone is lying about the coronavirus, including the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. In contrast, Dr. Fauci said last week, it's a false narrative to take comfort in a lower rate of death. He added, there are so many other things that are very dangerous and bad about this virus. Johns Hopkins University says 13 million cases of coronavirus have now been confirmed worldwide. The death toll stands at 570,000 people. The United States has 3.3 million cases within its borders. Some 135,000 people have died of COVID-19 in the United States. The World Health Organization warned on Monday that the COVID-19 pandemic is worsening globally. At the agency's regular Monday news briefing, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said that while many countries in Europe and elsewhere have demonstrated it's possible to bring large outbreaks under control, too many nations, he said, are going in the wrong direction. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.